Renaya, you guys got the fourth quarter started the way you wanted it. Took that 53-50 lead, I think, and then Texas called timeout. And then I think you guys offensively sort of hit some speed bumps after that. What happened in that fourth quarter after you guys took the lead?
I personally don't think it was just the fourth quarter. I think it was just like a build-up. I think from the first quarter, we just wasn't as offensively efficient as we wanted to be. I don't think we were really taking the shots that we wanted to take. And then on top of that, we wasn't really stopping them from scoring the easier shot. So it was just a combination of a lot of things.
Well, now, if you look at the stat sheet for Texas coming into the game, you think they're very post-oriented, yet they won with their guards today and relied less on inside game. Did that throw you guys off a little bit, as productive as they were from the perimeter?
I wouldn't say it threw us off. We knew they had a couple guards that could make plays over there. We were focused in on their posts, but their posts got in foul trouble early. That was on all of us as guards to lock in. We seen that a couple of their guards were hitting shots early, so that was all on us.
As far as like needing this game, because it's been a while since you've all really been pushed. So I mean, obviously you're frustrated with how tonight ended, but how can this game be beneficial for the future as you all kind of start getting closer into more competitive games down the line?
I mean, like Coach Kelly told us, you know, if a loss don't help us, then why would you lose? So from this loss, we just got to take some things that we knew we had to work on. I think a few things were a little bit more exposed because this team was bigger, stronger, and more athletic than the other teams that we played so far this season. But we just got to keep working.
Jazz, in the fourth quarter after you guys got that lead, I think you really looked like you struggled to score as a team thereafter. What did you see going on out there or not going on that kind of created that situation?
Really, we just made it hard on ourselves with scoring. I feel like we could have moved the ball around more, swing the ball, get open spots. I feel like we took the hardest shot. So I feel like we could have did that a little bit better.
Kamara, I'll ask you the same question. I mean, how can this loss be beneficial for this team as you all kind of figure some things out going into conference play?
I think the team we played today, we're going to see a lot of the same matchups in the SEC. So I think we can take this loss and just learn from it and, you know, use this to our advantage and just, again, learn from it. I think it was really the first time we really hit adversity. So just take it and learn from it.
Jazz, Tamari was going up against a senior post and Joyner Holmes and more than held her own. How do you think she can build on that? And then for the guards, of course, looking for her and Cam to get the ball, how can you guys build on that?
TK is a phenomenal post player, and we try to get her the ball the best we can, and she definitely did hold her own. Every game, posts and guards, we try to do a better job at getting the post the ball, and they try to do a better job of getting in position. So really it's just a learning tool for both of us. But I definitely feel like TK held her own. Freshman through senior, we expect everybody to perform the way they know how. And I felt like she did that tonight.
Kamara, you mentioned learning lessons from this game. What kind of specific lessons can you learn from the loss today?
I think just focusing on the little things, you know, boxing out, no second chances, fighting for loose balls, just the little things, screens and how we defend them. I think that we're just going to take those little things and practice them, and, you know, just doing them right the first time I think is going to be big for our team.
Jazz, if you look at the things you guys did well, obviously rebounding and taking care of the basketball, so you build on those. What's your biggest takeaway from this game of what you guys have got to do get better at?
I would just say what Cam said, the small things, the details. Darren, against teams that you're posting one against, the details really don't matter. But against teams that size you up and equally, you definitely have to do the details, the exact thing. And that's what comes down to winning the ball game, and that's what they did.
Jess, do you think maybe, at least for the time being, this reinforces the importance of defense too, as you guys kind of figure out some things on the offensive end? I mean, you're going to be in closer games and like this, so is that something, a takeaway from this game, do you think, the importance of defense?
Definitely. That's the takeaway from every game that we play. Win or lose, we try to be better than what we were the game before, offensively and defensively. So we got exposed. They took advantage of the things that we didn't do right. So just going to the next practice, really focusing on and getting better from all the games that we played, win or lose.
Well, that was an exciting, competitive game, and felt like that was going to be the case when we started. You know, obviously hate the loss. But it's definitely an opportunity for us to measure where we are against high-quality athletes and a really good basketball team. So told our players that we've got to find a way to get better. Otherwise, a loss helps you none.
You mentioned that in the event of a loss, you'd be interested to see how your team would respond. What was the attitude like in the locker room afterwards?
I think their attitude was where I would want it to be when I came in to see them. You know, I don't want them happy, don't want them excited that we did something positive. I want them feeling it. I want it to be a little bit of a gut wrench. Also explain to them, because this is our first loss, first time we're dealing with this, I don't deal with it very well. So I didn't need to see anybody happy in the locker room. But I don't think they're pretty motivated. So we'll see.
Coach, Tamari Key held her own as a freshman post player against a senior post player. I know right now, like you said, you're upset about a loss, but can you look at how Tamari did and say, you know, that kid's got a bright future?
I think the bright spot from the game today was our post play, especially defensively, with how physical that game was. We've not seen that this year, the physicality in interior play. And you know, Tamari Key did a really, really good job. I thought she was alert. I thought she was physical. I thought she was competitive. That's a good sign. I thought Cassie was. I thought all of our post players stepped up to a huge challenge of guarding two big-time post players. They did a great job.
Kelly, would you have rather, if you had your choice, would you have rather played a tougher non-conference schedule to this point, maybe to have a better idea where your team stood?
Yeah, I think for us and where we are, you know, maybe a few teams have given us a little bit more of an SEC-type look would have been a positive. You know, we knew that when we picked up the schedule when we arrived here. And, you know, that's what we're dealt with, and we got to be able to play through all that.
Kelly, what did you see in the last 9 minutes that you can think of right now that maybe you want to get better at, that after that timeout that they just kind of flipped the game on you?
Right. Well, we came down. We were empty three straight possessions, and I think it was three turnovers. We did not execute our quick hit action. That's definitely an area that we're going to look at, and we've got to communicate a little bit better when we're out on the court. The game's coming really fast. It's loud, so our communication has to be better. I think defensively we were a little bit slow during that stretch. You know, when you take the lead there, you've got to be able to get one more bucket and finish that off. You got to get a bucket in those three possessions and give yourself a chance going down the stretch. And we just, you know, we couldn't get that bucket that we needed.
You weren't too pleased with the rebounding following the last game. You win the battle on the glass today. Do you feel like your team is really starting to listen to what you had to say about the rebounding? And although y'all were winning the rebounding battle, there were some things that you didn't see that you didn't like about it?
Right. Well, I think today our defensive boards, talking about that first, we didn't give up a lot of offensive boards. However, I didn't think they crashed as hard as they typically do. They were getting back in transition to guard us. In transition, I think they were sending people back so they could be set and take that away from us. Offensively, although we got 17 offensive boards, the percentage of our misses wasn't as high as it's been. It's not going to be probably playing the team that we're playing today, but I think we could have gotten in there a few more, maybe for some more offensive boards. So, you know, the numbers look good, but I don't know if they're completely where I want them to be.
Hey, Coach. It seemed like there was a lot of trouble finishing at the rim on the offensive side. What do you attribute to that today?
I thought we were rushing our offense. I thought we were a little impatient, especially we were impatient throughout the game. I thought we were impatient with our offense. We were quick shooting the basketball. I thought we would get the ball in, and we were rushing our shots as well, you know, just trying to get a shot up instead of trying to score and finish. And, you know, it's the first time, in my opinion, that we've been challenged that we had to work for a shot. We needed to work, and we were really, really quick to move on to getting that shot up instead of, you know, utilizing a little bit more shot clock. So I think that's an area of growth for us that that we probably couldn't have predicted prior to this game. Well, I think our free throw shooting has been a concern of ours. I mean, we work at it a lot in practice. We talk about it. We try to hold our team accountable in pressure situations throughout practice to maybe simulate what they'll see in a game. We got players that can make free throws. They just need to step up there and do it. So we'll keep working with them and continuing to try to get that percentage higher. We knew that, you know, you keep that going at the percentage we're shooting at as a team, you're going to lose a game because of it at some point. And, you know, you can make an argument today that you make a few more, it's a different ball game.
A physical game like that with a team like that, I mean, you know, that's something you really, it's hard to simulate too in practice and with these other opponents you've had so far.
That was a great game for us. We needed this. I don't say we needed the loss, it's hard to say, but we needed that game. And that was one reason I've been looking forward to this game, because I knew we needed this. We needed to see where we were with a physical athletic team with size. And that's going to be what we see in the SEC. So we needed to have that, you know, to learn from and to grow from.
Coach, Tennessee's senior guards were the difference in the game. And you know, college basketball is a guard-oriented sport. You've got young guards, sophomore and a freshman at the point position. What do you hope, how do you hope they grow from a game like this?
Well, I think, you know, we're trying to mature some kids pretty quickly, right? Some young kids where, you know, we want them to develop some savvy. Sometimes you can't get that without experience, you know, and I think their guards were very under control. They were aggressive, and they were able to knock down shots. And they, in my opinion, Higgs was the difference in the ballgame. I felt like, you know, we knew Sutton could play and score. We knew their bigs could score. But Higgs comes in and doubles her percentage or doubles her output. So I thought she was the biggest factor in the game. And that's a veteran guard. It's a veteran guard that knows how to play. Thank y'all for coming.